Business doesn't have to be as hard as you're making it. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Well-Oiled Operations. With over 2 million downloads, it's the go-to podcast dedicated to helping you increase your profit margins while getting your time back. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Whether you're a brick and mortar or an online business owner, it doesn't matter. I've got both, and I'll show you my framework to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. It's time to get your business less reliant on you. All right, we are back. Seven-figure money mistakes. We're going to talk about five different money mistakes that you might be making. And some of these are just our natural instincts. We actually think we're helping the business by doing some of these actions when really we are massively hurting and what we're trying to, like the outcome, we're sabotaging it. And I always, when I heard like self-sabotage, I was like, who would do that? Who would self-sabotage themselves? But you don't know you're sabotaging yourself. You think you're helping. While you're helping, you're completely hurting what's going on. Okay. Now, welcome to our newest members of Well-Oiled Operations. I'm so excited to have you here. They are getting ready to send out your profit pack. Everybody that has enrolled till now will be getting one of those shipped directly to them. Just so excited to have you in. We were celebrating you this morning, talking about, okay, who joined? Tell me about them. What's their business? And I just love hearing my team say things like, oh my goodness, we can help him so much. Like, wait till we get our hands on her business. Like, this is going to be incredible. We are so excited at the opportunity to be in this journey with you. So thank you for trusting us and knowing that what we've done this week is just like the tiniest fraction of what we can do when we get our hands on your business. Okay. And I will tell you, it's hard when I go, what about this person? I've been, you know, with them the challenge all week. And they'll say, no, they're not going to do it. They can't afford it or they can't do this. And I literally just want to go, but I can help her. I can help him. If they just gave me 30 days, like they would see this. Or so please know, I am honoring the journey you are taking. But I hope when the time is right, you are jumping in here as fast as you can, because when you see what we can do in just week one, when you get on the same page, right? In just like month one. So please remember that. Now, real quick, before we jump into today's content, what you're going to get in case you need to hear this again, you didn't really see part of this yesterday. We have every one of our three-phase, nine core trainings in the program on demand right now. You can listen, you can watch, you can read. So whatever you like to do, if you like to watch, but you need the captions, there's a closed caption option right on there, okay? There are so many ways you can consume this, and there's an app. So you could be walking and listening. You could be driving and listening. Our plug-and-play systems and templates vault is included. So that alone, somebody had said, I know what I need to do from this week. I'm going to implement it. And I said to this person, if you just used nothing but our plug-and-play templates, the amount of hours that it would save you is insane. Okay. When you get stuck, like VIP got a chance to work with me all week and to see how a quick little question could turn into a massive aha. The rapid response support, every question answered within one business day. Group coaching, where you're getting my time, my team's time, every day of the week, Monday through Thursday. Your team gets to come in, up to four team members, whether that's today or in a few months when you hire somebody. A dedicated coach just for you. The Facebook group community, as well as pod calls separated by revenue in case you are looking to really meet, not everybody does, but some people want a community. They are coming in to meet other like-minded people. Some people are like, I'm just here for the content. Just want to come in, get the systems, and I'll be on my way. It doesn't matter who you are, okay? And then last, the profit pack. So we've got this coming right to your door with our systems and templates, everything inside of it. That is probably the best and biggest one. And that goes away Sunday at midnight, so make sure you know that. All right, who's ready to get into five money mistakes, okay? So we're going to talk about number one. We're jumping right on in. Number one, more products doesn't equal more money. Okay. Creating too many products, too many programs, too many services, too many offers, all the things is not helping. You think it's going to make, there's an extra money we can make, a few more dollars left on the table. We offer dance as I would say our main thing for many, many years. And then I heard about adding music and then acting and then a fine arts preschool. And I did them all. I thought like, this is going to be, at one point I thought I wanted to do like a full on sports complex for children. It was going to be like football and soccer, like everything I wanted to do. Cause my mindset was more, more, more. That will make us more money. Right. Now I will tell you, all three of them were a struggle for us. And the amount of energy and attention it took with dance, music, acting to try to get them all going was so much work than we could actually like handle. Okay. What I want you to understand is when you find your bestseller, your one thing, and you just lean into that, you will absolutely be able to make more money. Okay. Now, at some point, acting was the first to go. We were just like, nope, we now have just a company come in and they do it. They rent from us. We don't deal with that. Okay. And then our music program actually did take off. So now we just have dance and music, but music didn't take off until we hired a director because we couldn't focus on selling dance and selling music. And until we brought somebody on, it didn't change. And then we ended up closing our preschool when COVID hit. It was it was a very hands-on program and probably the least profitable. So we just thought, and it was the hardest to sell virtually. Nobody wanted the three-year-old in virtual preschool, right? So we said, let's temporarily close this program during COVID, okay? It was a temporary situation. We assumed we were going to open it right back up. We have never brought it back. And honestly, we're not even talking about bringing it back right now, which is hard for our clients to hear because they're like, it was amazing. My kids went here. That's how we heard about dance. That's how we totally get that. But we had to make sure that we weren't spreading our focus too thin because focusing on that was going to hurt the dance classes, right? It was going to hurt some other products we were trying to sell. I can't tell you how many times we have people come into our program and they just have too many products. I think last week alone, you'll see if you watch any of the previously recorded videos, all of my videos are recorded. So you can go binge like months worth of videos of me coaching people. And she was like, okay, here's all my offers. Here's what's happening. And the first thing I said was, we got to get rid of one of these things. You have too much. And she felt it, right? So the more you can focus on just one thing, the stronger your business will be. Every product, every program, it's like a whole new business. You have to learn how to sell it. You have to learn how to fulfill it. And the operations behind the scenes is just too much for especially a small team to handle. If you're looking at a big company with all these different products, they have people that are like the director of that product or program, right? One of the things that we do in our programs is we have specific directors for specific programs. Somebody that leads our mastermind, somebody that leads Well Oiled. And it's because if we have somebody do both, guess what happens? One becomes the favorite and the other one suffers. Okay, I could talk more on that, but we're going to keep going. Number two, use the 80-20 rule. Okay, so more leads and sales for top of funnel, right? I want you thinking about more platforms, right? You might be thinking more, more, more again, but now we're thinking platforms. What I want you to be thinking about is what platform is working when it comes to marketing, okay? Maybe you don't have any platforms working. Maybe what you have is a really great email list or a really great word of mouth program. Whatever you have, lean in. Don't add more, okay? The next level requires less, not more. Climbing up the ladder requires less, not more. It requires you to master less, get really good at less, not a million different things, okay? Now, Dan Kennedy, he's a marketing guru. He states like the worst number in business is one. One product, one platform, one ads account, one anything is just never good because it leaves you fragile, okay? However, you have to start there. I get nervous when I hear people listen to that and then go, oh, I need two of this and three of that. And it's just too much. In the beginning, it should be one, 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 one. And then once you see what's working, you lean in, right? You have to master before you can diversify. So I have clients right now checking out TikTok, but their Instagram is still not great, but they have to keep doing their Instagram. And now they're going to have to keep doing TikTok. And guess what? Instagram's even going to suffer more. Right? If you have a mediocre Instagram, what are you doing trying to go over here on TikTok or vice versa, right? So the power of one until you've mastered one, okay? One is a must in your business. Okay, so we added a strategy on Instagram back in January. And I'm not even kidding. I feel like that strategy made me go, oh, this is how you can sell on Instagram. We had been on Instagram for a few years, but all of a sudden this strategy totally changed what we were doing. Okay. We had the best quarter one we have ever had ever. And it was because of this new strategy. And it made me like, you know, back in December, I probably was thinking we should add on, we should really get in, like we're on all these platforms, but we should actually try to get good at it. We should try to get good at LinkedIn. We should try to get good at TikTok. We should try. And as soon as I realized like that switch on Instagram for us, I realized how much was still there, how much opportunity was still available to us. Okay. Does that make sense? All right. Number three, saving money. Okay. Being cheap, saving money. We actually talked about this with somebody in VIP who said like, I'm doing this right now. And what happens is you don't want to save your way into closing your business. You think you're saving money by hiring the cheaper candidate or by doing things yourself or listening to the free podcast, even though you know the program is what you need. Saving can very quickly turn into costing you way more money than you would ever save. Okay. I was working with this client and she was burning out and her business was so successful. She was making really good money, yet she was just like a complete, I don't want to say, she was a hot mess. She would say that herself. And I was trying to get her to hire, but she was very hesitant to. She just kept thinking, this is fine. It'll get easier when, it'll get easier if, right? And I'm like, why don't you want to hire? And she's like, I get nervous that I'm not going to be able to afford to keep paying this person, right? I'm like, well, first of all, like think about, we talked about yesterday with mindset, right? Your business is doing well. So well that you're working morning till night. Your marriage is suffering. Your kids aren't seeing you, right? Why can't you just hire somebody for 30 days on a contractor relationship just to see how it feels, okay? We finally convinced her to hire. She will never go back to being a solo entrepreneur ever again. Business is exploding even more, right? She's able to get some of her time back and she can see that working more doesn't make her more money, right? Saving money, being cheap, not hiring, was leading her into burnout, okay? The reason she eventually just said, I got to do this, was because she did almost burn out. She said, I don't want to even do this anymore, okay? How long can you sustain what you're doing? And that's why a lot of businesses close. There's not enough cash flow for the hours they're working, right? And a lot of times, if they could have people help them, it would be a different story. Okay. So don't be cheap and have that cost you money, all right? Now, there's also a correlation between saving and being cheap and how fast your business is growing. Even lean businesses invest in the company. So first, I 100% believe that you can learn a lot from free stuff, from books, from podcasts, just stalking stuff on social media. Yes to all of that. However, I pay for speed. I just bought a program and I bet I could have learned all of that stuff, right? I could have listened to the podcast and I could have learned most of it from the podcast alone, okay? But what I pay for when I jump into things is just the order of importance, the fast of like how the speediness of how I can implement something or get the response of that person, right? So if I can get there 6 months faster because I paid for it, that could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars for me, right? Your being cheap is costing you now, okay? You not investing in another person to bring onto your team is costing you so much money because if you hire right, if you maximize them, they will make your company money. They will not cost you money, okay? Now, you can be cheap personally, but not professionally. So back when I first started my business, I looked crazy cheap. I would turn my friends down to go to just like a $13 movie, or I'd convince them instead of going to dinner, like, come to my house, like we can all cook dinner, and I'd make them like chip in because that's literally how cheap I would be, okay? And I remember like selling things from my garage, and like somebody bought us two of the same thing on our wedding day, and I sold one of them. My husband's like, that was a wedding present. I'm like, they should have followed the registry. Now we have two of them. So I sold one. I was just getting rid of all of these things personally, right? But I was taking that money and investing it in my business. Now, the other way, I think this is, I grew up in my business without social media. So I wasn't watching people do all this crazy stuff and buy all these things and have all these nice purses and the nice houses and the cars and all of that. I'm like, this was back in 2002, right? So pre-social media. I get that today it's really hard to watch people take fancy vacations, buy nice cars, right? But I'm telling you, you need to stay cheap personally, which means you shouldn't be going out to dinner if you don't have the money to invest in your business. Like, you shouldn't be going to Starbucks. You shouldn't be buying things you don't actually need right now. One day you will be able to afford whatever you want if you put the business first right now. Okay. Now, I'm not saying do anything drastic and starve yourself. I'm saying instead of going out to eat, make dinner at home. Instead of going out to a movie, like, use your Netflix account and watch a movie, right? So I want you to be thinking about how you're spending personally and then how you're spending professionally. You don't have to be cheap personally if business is booming and you're paying yourself well. But what I'm saying is, if you have the mindset of I can't afford to hire, or I can't afford to do that right now, or I can't afford it, then you should be right now so personally cheap, okay? We had somebody who, long story, but basically she couldn't afford something. And then she told me she was going to like Aruba in 2 weeks. I'm like, how much did that cost? Like, I am not for you can't take a vacation, but you could also have taken a staycation, right? You could have done other things that where you could have put that money into your business. So be careful. This is definitely something I did in the beginning. You don't see that now because my business is 20 years in. But if you would have seen me in the beginning, you would have thought, okay, I need to be changing my spending habits. Now, investing in business may seem scary, but the thought of staying stuck, unhappy, unprofitable should be even scarier. Okay, number four, thinking small. A small vision, once you set it, you're on a mission to hit it. But don't go small or so small that you're underestimating yourself and your team. When you surround yourself with people doing things and you hear what's possible, you change your goals. When you see that it's possible, you get in the room as fast as you can, right? Where you have those examples. So small goals, like somebody with, let's just say they have $1 million and their profit margin is 51% right now. They're doing great. And they're like, okay, I really want to hit 1.1 next year. That might be an amazing goal for them. But when they hear people are going from $1 million to 2 million, it's like, oh, could I be going from $1 million to 2 million? I remember Brittany inside of our mastermind, she was like, this was my goal, but now I'm shooting for $1 million because when I'm seeing everybody else do this really quickly, she's like, why can't I? And I want you thinking about that. Stop thinking small, okay? Let's go bigger. It's time to go bigger. Get around people with big visions. If you are constantly sharing things with your spouse, with your friends, with people that are not in the business world, I would stop immediately with the people that don't get it. They're not supportive. They just don't understand, right? I rarely share. I would say I do now more than ever because I'm more confident. If I said something that I wanted to do in front of somebody and they said, like, you're never going to be able to do that, I would immediately argue with them. Back in the day, I would have been like, oh, well, I mean, maybe I think I could, maybe. Like, I just wouldn't be as convicting as I am today. If you're lacking confidence, do not share your goals with anybody that will not be positive or that will understand our world and come to you with like, well, have you thought about this? Okay. I'm not saying don't be around negative people because I want to hear, hey, do not do this with your business. Big mistake. I did it. Here's what happened. Versus, oh, that sounds really risky to go from 1 million to 1.1. Are you sure? What if you can't afford payroll? You don't want to hear that from somebody. Okay. So I want you to get around people thinking bigger. It's time to go bigger with your thoughts. Last, not looking at your numbers. So this is number five. Not looking at your numbers. Reporting. Getting reports on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. Not when your CPA does your taxes. Not like, I'm shocked when I ask people, what's your profit margin? Or what'd you gross last year? Or what's your year-to-date revenue? And they're like, I could tell you right now what I grossed last year, what my year-to-date revenue was, what our monthly revenue was for last month, what our profit margin was last month. Now, I don't know the exact numbers, but I can tell you roughly what I think all those numbers are. And I'd be pretty close. I don't have to memorize. I just know from the meetings. I know from the reports. If you don't know, that's a problem, okay? One of the biggest things I remember is I remember being in a meeting with my CPA, and he said, whoa, you're going to hit 850,000 this year. And I remember thinking, what? Like, I had no idea that the business was that successful. Like, none. Like, $850,000 blew my mind, okay? And I said to him, like, that's close to a million. And he's like, I know. With the way that you've been growing, you could probably hit a million next year. So guess what happened? I hit a million the next year. Not because we were just on track, because I was staring at that number and I was so committed to hitting a million because I knew it was possible. Now, if I never heard 850 and I never heard that maybe million-dollar mark, what would I have done? I honestly have no idea, but I guarantee you it would not have been as fast as it happened. And people are afraid to look. How many of you are just afraid to look? Or you're disappointed, like you know the series just wasn't as good as you wanted it to be. Looking, here's the thing, think about this. You're already disappointed. You're not looking because you're disappointed. So figuring out what it actually is, it's not really gonna change anything. You're already disappointed, okay? I want you, and here's the thing, it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to see that number and sit with it and go, it's not where I wanna be. As of September, mid-September, right? It's not where I want to be. But it's only the middle of September. We still have 3.5 months and anything can happen, right? Mindset from yesterday. If you don't want to look at the numbers, there is a thought you are having about the numbers, okay? It's okay to be disappointed. I actually am disappointed a lot. And it's because I set such big goals that I always am shooting so high, and I'm okay with that. I'm making up random numbers out of thin air and saying, I want to hit that. And then when I don't, I'm disappointed, but I redirect my thought to, yeah, but we've just done this much this year. Yeah, but look what our clients are getting. Yeah, but, and I just keep going on and on and on and on with all these amazing thoughts. I want you thinking about that. Okay. Now, knowledge is power. And if you don't have that knowledge, you are even more behind than you don't even realize. Thank you, Sarah. She says, this is so helpful to hear. Okay, so here's what I want to do. So I have done a variation of this challenge before, and I brought on a couple guests that I loved their interviews. And I thought, I'll just bring them back on, or I'll just bring on somebody else. And I was like, you know what? I just want to play the video of me interviewing them because I think they are so good. So what I'm going to do here in just a second is I'm going to press play on this video. I think it's less than 20 minutes. We're going to get you out of here in less time than usual. And I'm going to be here in the chat still answering questions, and I'm going to come back on camera and answer questions. So please put some good questions in the chat for me right now. The last thing I'll do, I'll make sure you see, is if you are considering, actually here, I think I have it maybe on the screen. Yes. So we're going to learn from others' mistakes. I'm going to put this up now in case anybody bolts out of here, but I encourage you to listen. Again, it's the thought about what this is about to be. Oh, it's an interview from before. It's not that good. What would make a difference if it's from before or not, right? I'm still here with you. I want you to see what these people have to say. These are successful business owners that I did not want to have them interrupt their day again, okay? So to schedule a consult and see if Well-Oiled is a good fit for you, go to welloiledoperations.com. We have been selling this every single day. We have consults scheduled every single day through this weekend, through Monday to Tuesday. That's another thing. So our deadline for the profit pack, all of that, is through Sunday evening. You have to make sure you book a call before Sunday night. However, that means today you could book your call for Monday morning and you would still qualify for the profit pack, okay? So I want to make sure you are aware. If you're like, oh my goodness, the only thing left is like Saturday morning and I don't have that available, you can still book for Monday or Tuesday next week, get on the calendar and still qualify for that bonus, but you must be scheduled before Sunday at midnight, okay? So I personally hope I get to see more of you in Well-Oiled Operations. I was writing like the dedication of the book and I just kept thinking like, I want to dedicate this, like this is for the stressed out entrepreneur who knows life can be so much better. That is what this program is about. So I hope that I get to help you on this journey, fast track your results. Your success is inevitable. I am not saying that you can't do this on your own, but I am saying I guarantee you, you can do it better with us and faster with us. Okay. We have that insane guarantee. If you don't increase your profit margin while getting 25% of your time back, you don't pay. We will refund you. Okay. All right. Let me jump in and get this video up. I am super excited to bring you on some amazing rockstar clients that have generously gifted us with their time and their presence. So I'm super excited to have them on. Karina, I'm going to come to you. And then Christina, I am coming to you next. Instagram, we're ending it here. You've got to come join us in the Facebook group, Foot Traffic Operations. See you soon. All right. Karina, do it. Hi, Karina.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. I am so excited that you were able to pop in here in your busy workday. Can you tell everybody what you do, a little bit about your business, and then I've got some questions I want to ask you.
Yeah, so I'm a fabric and paper designer, and I was able to build a design business, multiple six figures. But not even a year, I created a design program to educate designers how to do design differently than basically everybody else and to actually make money.
Yes. Okay. So excited. So, you are somebody that I can't just say like you're successful. Yes, you're successful, but what makes you successful in my opinion is you just do, you implement, you're always looking at how do I outdo myself? What can I do next? How can I get better? And that is something I observe of you. And then you just implement like fast, right? So I want to acknowledge you because not everybody can do that. So let's just dive into a couple questions. Let's talk a little bit this week about, actually, I'm going to pick on you a tiny bit because you said to me, I don't want a team, Stacey. You're not going to convince me to have a team. Let's go there. What did you tell me? And then what has happened?
Oh my gosh. And this was not even a year ago, right? Yeah. Like I have only known Stacey, not even quite a year. And I didn't even know who she was before I came and started in her masterminds. But I literally said to her, I do not want to have a team. I was like, there is no way. And the thing that became very quickly clear, especially because I started growing exponentially fast, was I physically couldn't run my business by myself.
Yeah.
And as I kind of watched what Stacey was doing with her team, I thought, okay, if she can do it, this is like that whole thing. Like if she can do it, I can do it.
Totally.
And hired my first two people after we had one of our first big launch, like 2 months later, I was like, the time has come. And slowly and truly gave in to the idea that I have to have a team. Which is honestly, it's changed everything. It really has. And we're not even a year old in the program. Like we're, I think, at 11 months right now. And we have, including myself, there's 10 of us on the team now.
Because of that rapid growth, you had to just kind of keep keeping up with it.
Yeah. And I think that's where I could have stinted our growth, right?
Okay.
Like that. I think that is where, when you say like you start being cheap with your money, which I do have great profit margins, but if I had been super cheap, I remember it was only 2.5 months ago that I hired my first full-time person, and that was our director of operations. That was a scary moment because I was like, okay, this is a big step. I'm now hiring leadership. And when I started thinking about it in that way, I was like, this changes everything. Best decision ever. I'm so grateful I did it, but to be totally honest, it was so scary.
So how did you, like, what made you just still do it? Like, it was scary, you were nervous, but like, what was your brain telling you in that moment?
Well, I think one of the greatest things about the mastermind programs that powerhouses is that you do feel like you have to level up because everybody in the room is so high level. And all I thought was, first of all, we're on track to hit 1 million this year, and
which is crazy,
insane, because it was zero. Like it was zero, not even a year ago. We're on track to hit 1 million, but honestly, we've looked at the trajectory of the program. We're set to hit probably 3 million next year and possibly get up to 10 million even quicker than that. And suddenly once we started seeing those numbers, or I started seeing those numbers and started looking at the trajectory of what we were doing, I just thought, I have to hire one full-time person just to put into place what I knew was going forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, knowing you were very hesitant about a team, what was like the first step for you? What was one of the easiest things that you were able to let go of in the beginning?
So for me, I know that most people think it's social media, but for me, it was video editing. We just had so much content, and I knew if I could just get this one little very easy thing off my list, which wasn't easy. It was like 10 hours a week. So I really recommend for anybody who's thinking about hiring your solopreneur, because I was right there, like not even a year ago, is to look at your actual like workload and go, what could I easily hand over to somebody else so that I can feel more confident that I can hand more things off my plate? So it was like the video editor was the first one because it was very tactical. Like I knew exactly what to give them.
And you were doing it and you had stuff on your plate. So you're like, I got to get rid of this.
Yeah. So that was easy. The second person I hired was a VA because I thought I have all this stuff. And if I could just hand them over to someone and see how they did and basically test my leadership skills out on someone, then I think that would be a good.
I love it. I'm going to just, you're just my guinea pig to test if I can lead or not. Okay. Good to know.
It's been amazing.
Okay. What was a scary decision? And you kind of already shared this, but like, and what was another scary decision you had to make, but you're glad you did in the end?
Definitely the full-time person. That was like a crazy one.
Have you hired another full-time person since her?
No, but all people who can become full-time people.
Okay.
So that was an interesting mindset shift. We only hired people who were so interested in being in the company that we said, eventually, if you would like to go full-time, we would love to give you full-time position. I think the second scariest thing was actually my husband quitting his job. Oh, so we grew so quickly that I'm suddenly paying salaries over here. And we're like, why are we, he was working 50 hours a week. Why are we doing this? This makes zero sense.
Yeah. Okay. I love that. But it is scary. It is scary to go, we're both now riding on this business. Like this needs to work. Okay. I love that. What is a piece of advice for somebody looking to scale? Like your story is crazy. Like you have gone so fast. What would you share with somebody who's like, Karina, I want to do this. I want to move fast too. I want to be at a million, but I don't want to be at a million in 10 years from now. I want to go quick.
Yeah. Okay. I think, well, first of all, you have to be in the, like Stacey just said it, you have to be in the room. I have never bought a program before, ever, ever. Like I'm one of those scaredy cats. And so I bought the program, but the moment it showed me like,
did you hear of other programs before me?
Yeah. I mean, like I'd heard about masterminds before and I'd heard about classes and stuff, but I just, I really believed, and this is a falsehood, I really believed I could do it by myself because I am such an implementer that I would just take care of and I like things my own way. Oh my gosh, the stubbornness. I like doing it my own way. That's why I said to Stacey, I don't want a team. And then slowly but surely, I'm in this mastermind going.
I brainwashed her.
Yeah, just, well, and the thing is, like, once you see one thing succeed when you're in a powerhouse group, when you see one thing that you implement succeed, which I had done that, I implemented something, it brought in a ton of income. And I suddenly went, okay, I clearly don't know everything.
Yeah. So you were stubborn. You had never seen anything. What made you jump in?
Results. Like, honestly, literally by doing the things that you told me to do, and you didn't tell me to do it.
You
told other people in the program to do it. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, so good. Okay. What is something that held you back that you have finally moved past?
Ooh, that one's hard. I'm still
struggling. What is something currently holding?
I was going
to
say.
I want people to see you can be successful and still have stuff going on.
And honestly, you guys, like I literally, we're not even a year into the program. And I know without a shadow of my doubt that we haven't even hit 7 figures. And I know we'll hit 8 figures. Like that's the crazy mindset that goes on when you're with a group like this. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I still struggle with is handing off things and being okay with not understanding or knowing them. This happened this week. I actually mentioned to another powerhouse person that I was doing this particular thing. And she was like, why are you doing that? You're the CEO. And I said, because I don't understand it. And my team is incredibly, I suddenly started, as Susie was negotiating with myself. And I was like, well, everybody on the team is so busy. I've got everybody doing so much stuff. And I'm going to do it myself. And then I'm going to teach someone else to do it. That's the way my mind, mind goes. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this is so dumb. Like, you should not be doing that thing. And I was like, you're right. I shouldn't. Oh, still handing off things.
Okay.
I think when we're solopreneurs, we're so used to doing all the things that we don't think twice about just continuing to do it.
Yeah. And like, I'll just do it quick. Like even telling somebody they probably can't do it till next week, but I could just do it right now. So we like make up these stories in our head.
Yeah. And well-oiled operations is so good because you talk about high, medium, and low priorities. Mm-hmm. And my problem is, like every CEO, everything's high priority. So then I'm like, oh, I'm just going to do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so easy. Okay. Karina, thank you so much for jumping on and sharing. I know somebody's listening that just got in the room with you that said, if she can do it, I can do it. That's exciting.
And I really believe it. Like I used to not believe it, but now that I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, if you implement the right things, anyone can do this.
Love it. Karina, where can people find you? If they happen to be a designer and they're like, I need this Karina in my life, where do they go?
Probably Instagram. If you just go to Karina Gardner, C-A-R-I-N-A, Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R. We are dispelling tons of beliefs about how to make money as designers. My people actually make money as designers. And that's why my program is so popular. So because people are actually making money.
So good. Karina, thank you. I love that I get to spend time with you and hang out with you. And you've just been such an asset to the program. So thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We have another amazing guest. I'm super excited to bring on Christina. Christina, let's get you on. Christina, welcome. Hi.
Hello. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited you're here. I was thinking about you this morning, knowing we're going to speak. And you know what's funny is I remember this limiting belief that I had, or like just a belief in general of, I always thought that a real entrepreneur knew that they were an entrepreneur immediately and they never had a real job. And entrepreneurs were entrepreneurs right out of like the gate and the get-go. And then I meet people like you and I go, oh no, that's so wrong. You just didn't know, you didn't see it before. And share your story a tiny bit of who you, like what you did and what you're doing now. And just give us a little background.
Okay, so I own Los Gatos Elite, which is a gymnastics school in California. And I always ran other people's programs. So I was a long time program director for a couple other programs around me. And I kind of worked myself out of a job because I kept going to my former bosses and be like, oh, I think we should change this. I want to improve this and do all these tweaks. And they didn't really want to do that. They were really quite happy with where they were at. And they kind of said, no, Christina, stop asking. It's not going to happen. And so that's when I did start looking to open my own.
And here's the thing I want people to hear too. I believe, and who knows, right? But I believe that if somebody would have just given you what you had asked for and let you shine and run this and own this, you may have stayed there
100% forever
if you could have brought that out in you. Because 100%. Somebody like squashed your dreams and was like, no, this is my business. You go do that. You were like, then I'm going to go do that over here. Yeah.
Exactly.
And now you're probably their worst nightmare because you are just massive and have blown. So Christina opened her studio. Post-pandemic?
No, we opened just before pandemic.
Oh, even worse, right?
So yeah, like just in time to close.
And then she's in California, so she got the worst of the worst of the shutdown.
Yep.
And I would have said to her, like, get out of here and get money, whatever money you can back. And she took it and ran with it. Very, very successful. I mean, you blew up faster than any of my studios ever blew up. And it's just incredible what you have done. Yeah, so how long have you been in business?
We are 2 years.
Okay.
2 years and a couple months.
Okay.
So we opened in October of 2019 and then shut down in March. Yeah.
Yes. Which I can only imagine. So how many people on staff now? Like kind of share some numbers a little bit so that people can understand.
So now we have 36 people on staff.
2 years.
I know. That's
2 years crazy. In, I was still a solo dance teacher, FYI. And you have 36 people.
36, seven figures. My goal is multi seven figures.
Seven
this
figures
year.
A year in 2 years. Yeah. I did not do that. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, lots of kiddos.
Yeah.
Wait crazy. Lists. Yeah.
all the things.
We've already done an expansion, you know.
Amazing. All right. Yeah. So let's kind of get into this. So I think you've been doing this longer than 2 years, but you really got to do it 2 years in your business, right? Where you're now making these executive decisions.
Yeah.
So what were some of your strengths coming in, or even some of your weaknesses from kind of like your past life into this? Like, what was hard for you to let go, easy for you to let go? I'm curious.
You know, it's funny, hiring. I know Karina just talked about that, and that I'm not saying but that still, because she said that, but
and honestly, say it if it's true, because I want people to hear you're normal if you're freaking out about hiring right now.
I thought no one else could hire other people besides me. There's no way anyone, I can't, how can somebody hire? I need to know everybody. I need to like, so letting other people hire.
Okay. Okay. So letting other people on your team hire new people.
Yes. The people that I had on my team, you know, came with me. So I didn't like necessarily inherit a team, but people did follow me. So I'm grateful for that. As far as like on my leadership team, I started with a leadership team built in. And for me, I used to think I was the only one that could hire our teams, our coaches, our, all the other,
how, what was the first step in letting that go? Like what happened? How did you finally go, okay, somebody else can do this?
It was just a lot to keep up with, right? You know, so we have, you know, almost 40 people now, 36. And, you know, it is a lot to hire them, check their web. You know, it's just a lot. So for me, it was just time. And then the first time you're like, oh, this can work, then it's easy to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I think the first time I ever did it was because I physically couldn't make the interview next week and they had to interview. And I was like, then can you just do it?
Exactly.
And then
exactly
they did it. And I was like, oh. Let's do that again.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Same thing. All right. I love it. So that was the hardest thing for you to let go of. What was some of the easy stuff? Just because I like people hearing like something easy they could try. What was easy for you?
Easy stuff for me, like database management, right? You know, that part is easy to let go of.
Is that because you don't love that stuff or you didn't think it was as important? What do you think?
I think it was time, you know, like I would, there's other things I should have been doing with my time. So letting other people manage a database or input registrations, whatever that is, you know, responding to emails. I, for a long time, thought it had to be from my voice responding to emails. And, you know, it's a surprise other people can write with your tone. And
yeah. Okay.
I love that stuff.
Can I ask you, because I know you, we had talked about something at one of our retreats and you were like, well, I could never give up payroll. And we're like, no, payroll you can get rid of. Did you ever get rid of payroll?
No, I got rid of half of it.
Okay.
So I just sent it to payroll and, but it's processed and then I send it.
Okay. Amazing. So like little by little, we start to get the stuff off our plate. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And it was funny because, you know, we were all, what are like the three things you have to keep? And like one of yours was payroll. And I think the room looked at you like, what? No.
Why payroll?
Not payroll.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you don't know. So you probably thought like payroll is so important. I'm going to keep that on my plate. But then you hear other people go, no, none of us do payroll. You don't have to keep that on your plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes to me processed and I just send it. So it actually went from taking like a half an hour twice a month to like, it takes me now 7 minutes.
I love it. Okay.
So cool. Better.
Yes. Love it. What was a scary decision you had to make in the last 2 years, but you're so glad you did?
Well, I think maybe there's a few answers I would actually say to that. The scariest decision was, well, first closing, right? But I had to close, you know, we moved all our equipment outside. Those were really tactical things that were logistics that were scary, but necessary. But like kind of something that I did was like putting all my leadership team on salary with like bonus structure and all this stuff and taking them off hourly.
Yeah.
That was really scary.
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, it made such a difference. It made a difference in them.
Okay. Cause like now they have that ownership.
They just had this ownership and they were like, that was the scariest, but the best thing.
What about it was scary for you? Like what came up for you in your mind when you were thinking about it?
These people are trusting me for their livelihood. You know, like what if we don't have the continual revenue coming in, but, the one thing it did is it got them really on the team. They weren't like working, you know, clocking in, clocking out. They were a lot more available. They were doing more. They were more invested, a lot more invested.
It's funny how we have these like horrible thoughts and ideas of like, oh, I don't know if I could do this. And then you're like, oh, it was the best thing we ever did. Right.
100%. And not that much more expensive. Like, I don't even think I actually noticed like this huge jump.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And you know, you talking about, you know, being closed inside, having to decide to move your stuff. You moved like what, like 6,000 square feet of equipment or something outside.
Yeah.
You said it's tactical. I actually think that's way more mindset than tactical. I mean, I can't imagine going to bed that night before thinking, are we really moving 6,000 square feet of equipment outside of the parking lot?
Well, yeah, we didn't know we would be doing, we didn't think it'd be for 10 months though, right? Yeah, I really thought it'd be 6 weeks, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of work.
Well, and I just want people to see too, the mindset that goes into your success. There are people that did not do that, that did not think about it, that probably even saw you and thought, she's nuts.
Yeah.
Right? And it's so much mindset that's going through when you're figuring this out. Okay. Yeah. I want to ask a money question. So because we talked about like being cheap, not being cheap, all the things. What was something money-wise, financially, something super scary that you thought, I don't know if I can do this, but you're glad you did buy, invest, whether that's people, programs, anything you can think of?
I would actually say every single thing I've done from investing in my team, like even investing in myself, you know, I'm part of Powerhouse and I did foot traffic first. I do other, you know, industry specific things, you know, I'm already planning on bringing my team to other things and they appreciate it so much. And it is an investment.
Absolutely.
Right. So investing in them and investing in myself, leadership skills, but, equipment, you know, gymnastics is expensive. Oh. Right. But every time I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then it pays off. Right. For sure. The other thing, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. I mean, it goes back to, you know, investing in my team salary too, right?
Yes.
For sure. They're grateful. They have something to live off, you know.
Absolutely.
To incorporate.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. Last question. One piece of advice for someone trying to scale.
Okay. I would say know your goals, like at least know where you want to go.
Yeah.
Have a rough idea of how to get there, but that map on the way there, there's going to be detours and be ready for them and just do it. That's what I mean, honestly, just do it. Start with the goal, start with the end in mind and work towards that.
I love it. Yeah. And I could not agree more because it's like, you will end up wherever you write down or whatever you don't write down. You're going to be like, why am I here? And it's a lack of really understanding. Oh, so good. Christina, if somebody happens to be local to your area, where can we go find gymnastics? Just fill us in with where you are and so people know.
We're in Los Gatos, California. So you can, on our website is one of the best places to find us, our Instagram, Los Gatos Elite. And we are off of Highway 85. pretty good area.
Christina, thank you so much for sharing, just being here, letting people hear what's possible, getting through like the worst of the worst. Like, I mean, talk about opening your business, not at ideal time, but you did it. You made it. You're here. You're still going.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much, Christina, for being here. My pleasure.
Thank you. Oh yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've just been like watching these two. I mean, I know them. I was in that interview. I heard it. But like, how crazy impressive are these ladies? It's just insane what people can do. And I will tell you, it truly is a mix of the mindset and the strategy. The mindset of, I can do this. Like, I hope you can see Christina and Karina's attitude in like, if she can do it, so can I, right? Why not her? Why not? Like, they have that mindset, but then they're doers. They are implementers. If you can just believe in yourself and then keep taking actions until you eventually hit it, like, I know that sounds so simple, but it's really truly just keep believing you can do it. Okay. I'm so glad I'm like, no one's going to stay to watch this. I'm actually really happy to see a lot of people stayed to watch it. Those stories are just so good. And I wanted you to see an online business owner and a brick and mortar business owner. Like, they're not very different, right? Okay. Are there any questions before we wrap up today? Please. Yes, they are both still current clients in our programs. And that's, people had said like, what happens if I'm not done in 6 months? You will never be done in 6 months, but you can get so much out of it in 6 months. But also when you get results and it pays for itself, the program becomes a revenue generator. People can justify paying again and again and again to be in the program because of that. So yes. Okay. So anyway, any questions you have, throw it in the chat. I want to make sure that you know, this is the last time you're going to see me before the bonuses go away Sunday evening. If you have any questions on Well-Oiled, comment here, shoot a DM to us, email the team info@stacytuschel.com. We are here to support and help you. Go to welloiledoperations.com to book your consult. That's the best place to know that you're going to be locked in for the bonuses. Get that on the calendar, show up to that call and just be open-minded. They're going to help you figure out where you're at, where you want to go, and if we truly think we can help you. I am so confident that I will say to certain people, I know we can make your money back. Like, I know if you made one payment, but in 30 days, you'd already be like getting that back in. We're not going to lie to you if we don't believe we can help you in your business. Okay. All right. Yes, you are so, so welcome. So the biggest thing I want you to know is this program is set up for those weekly quick wins for you to watch and implement. Karina and Christina are amazing success stories, but that's what they do. They watch and then they implement. They watch and then they implement. They show up when they have questions. They show up when they get stuck. What was so funny is Karina said to me, I'm very quiet on our calls. And I want you to know that it's not that I don't have questions or it's not that I'm not getting value out of it. She's like, but I watch so much of your content in the portal that I feel like you're answering my questions in the video. So then I don't really have questions when I come to the calls. And that can happen, but she definitely is asking questions when they pop up. And when she needs us, she's got that support, right? So our program is so thorough and so in-depth with the templates, the training. Like I said, like this week was the what and the why, and the program is the how. So because you're getting the how in the program, you can watch it on demand. You can watch it whenever, and you can get so much out of it. There's not a lot of questions. But when you get stuck, and of course you will, and you need support, or you need to say, is this really what our critical number should be? Or what should this person be doing for their KPIs? Like in VIP all week, I was helping them try this, or what if you did this for a KPI, or what if this was the critical number, right? That's the kind of stuff that we are doing every day on our live coaching calls that are happening Monday through Thursday. Next week, you're going to see me on Monday. I am doing our September masterclass called Leveraged and Lucrative. That is for members only. So when you join, and the reason you want to get in and get in now is because you'll already get those emails where you can join in on Monday. If you don't even have your consult on Monday or Tuesday, you're not going to be able to jump on for that live training to get some questions answered as well. And then I'm also back next Thursday. I'm going to do a welcome call for all of our new members. So everybody that's been joining all week and will join before Thursday of next week, I'm going to do a new member welcome call just for you to really go over like how to get the most out of this program, where to go first. We're going to cover roadmaps. My team has made these amazing roadmaps for you to go, here's what I need. And it's like, here are the videos we think you should watch in order. Okay. It is literally a custom directory for what we think you should do. You'll have your dedicated client success manager. So if they look at your roadmap, they might go, you know what? I really think you should watch this video, or knowing what you told me, I think this video would be really helpful. Yeah. The roadmap is super, super helpful for people that are like, just tell me what to watch first, because it is a Netflix of content. The good thing is though, part of me dislikes a Netflix binge-worthy thing of content because I'm like, I'm never going to see it all. What we did was we gave you 9 core modules. You can watch 9 core modules in a matter of 6 months. In fact, when I recorded them, they were watching me once a week for 9 weeks in a row. You're going to be in the program for 6 months. Okay. So you'll be able to watch every single core module. And then for those of you that fly through it, you can just continue to watch more and more of those. Okay. Yes. I love it. The replay will be available. You can do it right here inside of the Facebook group, Foot Traffic Operations. We're only keeping the videos up through Sunday evening. Okay, we'll be taking them down. If you purchase VIP, you'll get all of the recordings in your VIP portal. Okay. And then what did you just ask me? We will have a replay page up as well, but it looks like you are in Facebook. So you should put the same right in the Facebook group. Yeah, perfect. Yep. DM you a link. I'm thinking maybe to figure out where to go for more details, just go to welloiledoperations.com. And then you can book a call right on that page. For those of you so if you've waited and you're like, I'm on the fence, we have so many consults booked today, tomorrow. Okay. If you know you want to get in and want to be one of those 36 spots for sure, go to welloiledoperations.com/skip. You can jump right to the checkout page, not speak to anybody, buy it right there. And as long as that page is still live, that means you'll be one of those first 36 people. Okay. So please make sure the order of importance here of like get in, get your spot reserved. Okay. And then there are payment plans for people that cannot afford to do that right up front in that first payment that you want to spread it out. You'll be able to spread it out when you talk to somebody. They'll share that with you as well. Okay. All right. I hope you had as amazing of a week as I did. This has been so fun. So grateful for you sticking around, even listening to day five, like we talked about yesterday. That is not common. Most people just do it like the bare minimum, right? Most people think like, oh, I don't need that. I just need this, right? And for you to take advantage of all 5 days, there was gold in today's training for you to show up, to be here, to look for that. I encourage you to rewatch, binge this content from now until Sunday. Go back and watch some of the things where you just needed to hear it again, where you're rinsing and repeating. I had two current clients this week say, oh, I took this away from the challenge this week. Just them in here, rinsing and repeating, even though they're members, they're getting so much value. And I want to make sure you've gotten that too, but you got to look for it. You got to have your eyes open and be willing to find it. Okay. Welcome for those of you joining us now and this weekend. I'm so excited to have you. Just imagine what it's going to feel like 6 months from now when business is less stressful. You're working an amount of time that you feel really good about. You're excited that you can take vacations and not be interrupted with work. Even if it just means bringing on one more person, right? Or just maybe not bringing on anybody, but systematizing the business. There are so many things we are going to help you do when it comes to the people, the plan, the people, the process. We're about to clean your business up. That beautiful closet we talked about, first we have to pull everything out and then we'll put it back together. That is what we are about to do in your business. So go to welloiledoperations.com, schedule your call, get it on the calendar before, book that before Sunday. Even if you can't do it to early next week, go for it. Like I said, we have lots of consults on the calendar. If you want to skip the line, go to welloiledoperations.com/skip. Guarantee your spot. Don't wait in case those 36 spots are taken up. All right. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. I will see you soon. Bye, everyone. Thanks for a great week. And that's a wrap. If you're loving the Well-Oiled Operations podcast, then I know you would love our Well-Oiled Mastery program. It's a 6-month program for you and your team to help you get the business running like a well-oiled operation. We pull back the curtain and share all of our systems when it comes to marketing, fulfillment, and operations. We guarantee to increase your profit margins while reducing your time by 25% or your money back. Head over to welloiledoperations.com and get your business running like a well-oiled operation today.